Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced, no matter how much they try. Got a lot of great things in the works, folks. We do. I am so proud of this platform. I'm so proud of the people who are a part of this show. I thank each and every one of you, listeners, viewers, so many special people. People like Kevin, thank you so much for your help. Matt, thank you so much. Rhonda, of course. Just a great, great lady. And I want to thank Steve Quayle, Bob Griswold, and all the people, Stan Dale, Peter Berrychuk, all the people that make this platform what it is. Eric the Tech, by far too. The guy behind everything, literally. you look at his desk, it looks like a space station. I had the opportunity to sit there last night late, and I felt like I was, you know, in the Starship Enterprise. They wouldn't let me touch any buttons, but, so I thank him. And you know, another thing too, I want to thank my family. I've got a great family. That includes Eric the Tech and my daughter, and, I do. I saw a comment too. Saying, boy, do you ever feel like Job? No. Not at all. With all the situations and problems and things coming, no, I don't. I would not, no. I'm blessed, that's for sure. A lot of headlines today, of course. The coronavirus, COVID-19, COVID-19. I had a long conversation this morning with Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle was on Coast to Coast last night and talking with George Norrie and such. I did not get a chance to hear it, but I spoke to him about it this morning. And we had a good conversation. You know, this virus, regardless, you know, stop for a second. I ask you, just stop for a second and think. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but right now the results of things, looking at the bigger picture, you've got the stock market. What did it open today? I mean, it's flat. I mean, it's affecting people. It's affecting people's pensions, 401ks, their investments, their livelihoods. That's a real effect, isn't it? As a real impact. But some of the headlines, the outbreak is bigger. It spreads to 60 countries. The risk is upgraded. And, you know, when you speak about the economy, don't you wonder a little bit the timing of this? Isn't it curious? Isn't the timing curious about this? I have no inside information about it, but I certainly question the timing. You know, I don't think you have to be a detective or an investigator to really appreciate the impact, the negative impact this is going to have on our economy at large and the consequences to the 2020 election. Because, folks, people vote with their pocketbook, don't they? I mean, isn't that what we're seeing? But with respect to the virus right now, this morning, as of this morning, which would be the 28th day of February, 2020, 334 new cases in South Korea, 1,595 confirmed cases. There are 21,000 tests underway. The U.S. joint military exercise with South Korea has been canceled. Italy, since last Friday, 453 confirmed cases, 12 deaths. That's just since last Friday. The virus in Italy is said to have been there for the last couple of weeks. And it's interesting that the United States, however, is still allowing flights from Italy and South Korea to land in the United States. You've got to wonder at this point what we're looking at. And I've heard people say, you know, you're not going to recognize the world or even, and especially the United States, come mid-April, mid-May. Look, I don't know what the truth is. I know there's a lot of speculation. When I say I don't know what the truth is, with specificity about the, grabbing a crystal ball to take a look at the impact that this virus will have, or the reaction by the people to the virus, maybe that's more accurate. Okay, it's you know, and I'm sure, folks, you've all been in a situation where there's been a crisis. Let's say you're having a, or let's say you're at your house, you're having a party or you get together, family gathering or whatever, and something happens where there's a crisis. Oh, I don't know, maybe Uncle Ed, you know, plops down in his face first in his mashed potatoes having a coronary. Now, he's still alive, but he's in distress, right? Did you ever notice how people react differently around the table or in that environment? Some will just, oh my gosh, scream and lose control. Others will say, well, maybe we should dial 911. Yeah, maybe you should. And others will, you know, someone else will go to his aid. But the reactions of people is what I'm looking at now. I'm not talking about the issue. I'm not talking about the predicate event, in Uncle Ed's case, the coronary or apparent coronary. Or in the larger sense of the virus itself, it's the reaction to, the response to, and the activities and reactions of the people. And this is what I think yesterday's program was about, talking about preparations. And this is why it makes me personally, I'm personally offended by people who say, well, you know, preparation, who needs preps? Just trust God. Well, okay, yes, you can do both. They're not mutually exclusive. But you have to be intelligent, I believe, about this. And when yesterday and the day before, I made a very distinct reference to litigation that's, you know, Steve and I are engaged, in which we're engaged. And it's all open source. I mean, you can find it. Where in the pleadings, 537 paragraphs, I mean, my goodness, the accusations are, you know, fake news, that were fake news. Okay. That we are to blame for the reactions of the people, for instance, in that particular screed, how we're responsible for people going out and shooting or a guy going out and shooting a Comet Pizza. Okay. Look, the reason I bring all of that up is because when I step back and I think of all of us, you listening to this and watching this, us, we're all trying to get the truth out to help others, aren't we? I know that's why you listen and that's why you tune in. You want information. You want to be able to become informed. And not only that, you want to be able to inform others in a responsible way, I believe. That's my belief. And when I look at the legal papers and stuff, it says right in there, gullible Christian believers, gullible Christians, gullible, loyal, but gullible. To me, you can insult me. You can insult me all day long. Don't insult my wife, my dog, or even Eric the Tech. He can handle it though. But most assuredly, don't insult my listeners and viewers. To me, I think that's just ridiculous. But the reason I bring this up, and the headlines are showing this, have you thought about, you know, where we're going to be in 30, 60, 90 days, if this course, this trajectory continues this way? We're talking about, there's discussions about quarantines here in the United States. They're coming. How is that going to look? More importantly, how is that going to play out? I think obviously it's going to have to be geographically specific, obviously. Boy, that's a great statement, right? The whole process being quarantine. But the way I look at this is maybe that's when reality will strike the people who have blown this off. I was speaking with my wife yesterday, and it's a long story, but let me just give you the highlights. She had talked to someone who, she was with someone, okay, who approached Pablo Escobar's island, okay, and taken pictures and approached the island. And now obviously he doesn't have any control over that anymore, but there's heavy security there. And the discussion with this individual, with the second individual there, mentioned that the name Epstein came up. Epstein's Island. And the other person said, "Who is Epstein?" And my wife said, "Did you ever hear of a newspaper, watching the news, watching the Hagman Report, anything? Hello?" And that reminded me, as it did her, that not everyone is on the same page. So the people, and again, I say this all the time, if you are at the level of knowledge where, man, this is just so basic for you, you can blow by and go to some other academic, more academic podcast or program, then do it. But don't, please don't assume that everyone is as knowledgeable as you are. Okay, so that was the takeaway from that. But what we're seeing right now, and I was talking with Steve, and this is something that I'm looking into, and he is as well, and we're trying to get some information about this. Did you know the virus, now listen to what I'm going to say. Glenn Beck talked about this. The virus, the coronavirus, COVID-19, infects a person and has this ability to turn around and reinfect that person. Now that the terminology here is not exactly correct. Okay, I admit that. But just you see that mental picture that creates, right? So you're infected, you recover, and then become reinfected. That's the story, or that's the what they're showing you. Two things about that. Glenn Beck was talking about this yesterday. The reinfection, if that's what you choose to call it, has a 30% mortality rate. So I ask you, what's different? What's the difference between the first and second infection or the reinfection? Is it because of the host body, you know, our bodies are already compromised because of the initial infection? Or wait, there's something else here. Could it be we're dealing with a second mutated virus? When I was speaking with Steve Quayle this morning, we were talking about information about virus Z like zebra 1, okay? That's the actual reinfecting virus, Z1. And that's different than the coronavirus or the COVID-19 virus. So if that's the case, we've got multiple viruses because of, but not exclusive to, mutation. Think about that. Because of, in some cases, but not exclusive to, mutation. So in other words, could there be more than one? Yes. Is it because more than one were developed? Not necessarily. But maybe, but likely, perhaps. And then at the same time that we're seeing this take place, and again, think about this timing, and I ask that for the believers, the Christian believers, to bring in the prophetic elements of the Bible, whether it be the book of Revelation or any other book that references or contains prophetic references. Consider that locus right now, Africa, Asia, some of the swarms. Now think about this. 60 miles wide of locusts, 35 miles long, and 500 feet tall. See that coming at you? That gets you, get your britches, yeah. Seriously. So are we seeing something biblically prophetic here? And that question obviously is rhetorical and very academic, I suspect. But are we talking about the biblical implications of what we're seeing here? Or are we talking about, are we talking to people? Hey, look, this isn't, read the Bible. Understand what's in the Bible. Understand this, these events have been prophesized. It's really kind of easy, isn't it? In a sense, when I say easy, simple might be the better term to discuss. When we're looking at this, we're seeing all of this take place. And I think a lot of people have this disconnect. They don't want to believe it's real. We've been warning about this time. And is this the time, not better question, is this the time that we've been warning about? When I was talking to Steve, I said, Steve, I can go out today, and did go out earlier, and go to a store, for example, a grocery store, whatever, and there's nothing wrong. Everyone's walking around, shopping normally, buying the one can of pears and putting it in the, or whatever. You understand. We're not, at least I here geographically am not seeing any blowback. And I even asked Eric the tech this morning, to the extent that you've been out, have you seen any, panic buying or panic? No. Okay. So what does that mean? Because certainly if someone came to me today, tonight, and said, okay, do you believe that we are in great tribulation? Notice I didn't say the great tribulation. Steve and I talked about this too. The word the is not included, but that's another topic. But are we experiencing great tribulation as what the Bible said? Now, if you ask me, knowing if you just grab me off the street, no. But ask someone in the Wuhan province of China, are you experiencing great tribulation? Yeah. Or the person that's standing in the field of green and you've got a 60 mile wide, 35 mile long and 500 feet tall swarm of locusts come down and take away all the crops, destroy everything. Yeah, that's a problem. And that's biblical. And I notice how, and this is the other thing too. Notice how the, media, the mainstream media, notice how they're really not, here and there that they'll kind of make abstract references to scripture. Here and there you'll see the word Bible put in there. By the way, I don't see them citing the Quran, just saying, or any other holy book of any other religion. Have you noticed that? It's biblical. It's not Quranic. It's biblical. I believe that speaks to the, not that it's needed, but I believe it speaks to the legitimacy of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, and Christianity in general. So that's kind of an overview, I think, of the where we're at today. And I would urge everyone to prepare. By the way, folks, listen to me. I got an announcement, a couple of announcements here. Sunday is our meeting with Patreon members. Okay, Patreon, 7 o'clock Eastern this Sunday. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, from the bottom of my heart for supporting this platform. Because without that, I'm going to tell you right now, if we didn't have that, we'd be gone. You'd be staring at right now just black on your screen. So thank you. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. So we're going to have a Patreon meeting on Sunday at 7 p.m. Steve Quayle is going to pop in. I asked him to specifically because what we were talking about this morning, there's a couple of things that he shared with me and you're going to want to hear. So make sure you tune in. Eric the Tech sends out the link this Sunday during the afternoon, and you can join us. So I appreciate that. All right, what I want to do, let me just, hey, you're classy, right? Well, I'm looking at my computer. Should have done this before. I didn't print this out, and I should have. I wanted to, let me grab this. I wanted to do a kind of a structured show today. For once, right? And to give you an idea of where we're at, kind of like a Friday wrap-up, if you will. We had the Democratic debates this week. What a show, right? Now, I ask you, this is me asking you, obviously. When you look at the stage, when you look at the dais of the candidates, as you do, is there anyone there that has, that is formidable enough to win in November? I ask you that. If the election was tomorrow, is there any one of those candidates on that dais that you saw this week in the debates or whatever that was? High school, that wouldn't even make a high school debating club. Anyway, is there anyone there that stands above the rest? Well, you've got front runners. You've got, obviously, you've got Joe Biden as considered a front runner. And I know, don't cite polls. I know. And then you've got Bernie Sanders. To me, looking at this, as we say, this is a war between evil and good, good and evil. Isn't it manifesting? Do you see it manifesting in every aspect of our existence? You've got the war between good and evil manifesting in the political realm. Then you've got it in the social realm. Then you've got it in the judicial realm, right? You do. In a larger sense, as well as locally and personally. And then you've got in the moral, the societal realm, the moral, it's not really a moral decay or moral rot. They're assailing our morality, our biblical morality. And then you've got along with the societal realm or within that, you've got this push to change the demographics of the United States. Specifically the United States. It's already happened in Europe over the last decade, but now again in the United States. So when you look at the agenda in the United States, the political realm, the influx of illegals into this country, the assaults on our morals, this is big news, or should be big news. And I believe these issues should be the driver of our decisions, of our actions, and even the subject of our focus. Whereas people will say, well, you know, politics, that's just a diversion. That's a sideshow. That's just a movie, a TV, you know, it's really irrelevant. No, it's very relevant. Because you'll find that's what a lot of people pay attention to. You'll come across people that pay attention to nothing but political issues. They either have MSNBC or Fox on, either one, depending on which side you're on, 24/7. And they live this. And I'm sure you know people like that. So we've got to address that or realize that. And we've also have to realize, the change or the shift in our ideology. And I can think of no better person, let me tell you something. Dinah West talked, I think, is perhaps one of the most greatest contemporary authors and speakers about this issue. And she brings it right home to, politics. She brings it home to the impeachment, to the Spygate. But it's the larger ideological divide, which I'm going to show you here momentarily. Now, before the break, I just want to touch on one thing. I want to thank our corporate sponsors. I really do. I want to thank you for supporting this broadcast and for all the arrangements that you've made with us. I am so excited to have audible.com/Hagman, audible.com/Hagman, to be part of the Hagman Report. When I say part of it, to come on and to sponsor the show. audible.com/Hagman. Now, you've probably heard of Audible, right? I'm sure you have. They are more than just audiobooks. I want to tell you that you can, sure, you can download titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. They've got all kinds of books. I mentioned Jerome Corsi. I mentioned there's a ton of books, but you can also listen to podcasts. You can get news periodicals, news digests from the New York Times, if that is what you'd like to look at. And by the way, I like to look at that because I want to see what they're saying. Or the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post. You know, and to start off this new year, or because we're into February, end of February already, but what Audible did, they really upped their content, and they have so much content that could help you pursue your goals, no matter what it is, getting fit, becoming a better parent, leader, person. Some of the self-help titles too, and podcasts I listen to all the time. I've got Audible running. I mean this probably 18 out of 24 hours in a day. I love it. So, you know, it's things like, the various podcasts. I love books. I love to hold books and read them, but sometimes that's inconvenient. Audiobooks over books. Yeah, that's a thing, you know, that comes in handy. But look, folks, audiobooks is just one part, one small part of their offering. Again, podcasts, well-guided, or guided wellness programs, theatrical performances, even. I can talk. A-list comedy, when you need that laugh, and exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And the reason I mention this, right now is the time to do this. Right now, because you know what? If you have a situation where you've got to be quarantined or whatever, I'm saying this is a great way. You know, I was joking with Eric the tech this morning. If I was if I was on house arrest or confined to jail and I had one thing I could grab, it would be Audible. Really, seriously, audible.com/Hagman. So here's the deal. Audible, go to or visit Audible, that's audible.com/Hagman, audible.com/Hagman. One more time, audible.com/Hagman, audible.com/Hagman, and have at it. By the way, you get a free, trial or get a free title. In fact, they've got so much going on here. You get a free, title with your sign up. It's great. Eric the Tech, have you found it to be good? Yeah, you've used it. I mean, I know that.
Yeah, I've used it in the past.
Okay. All right. It's, I'm telling you what, it's a time saver too. So, all right. audible.com/Hagman. I want to thank them for being part of our sponsorship. All right. We're going to take a quick break, commercial break, network break. We're going to be right back after this message. Stay right where you're at.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Thank you. Exposing the New World Order, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Stand by. Doug and Joe will be back shortly.
All right, welcome to the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. This segment is going to be very, very fast-paced, a lot of information. The first segment talking about the general overview of things. This is going to be more specific, touching in various segments of what's going on, political, the candidates and such, but also the larger, not only just specific, but the larger picture that's unfolding before our eyes. You know, we had Michael Terrell on Holtones.com this week. And I'm going to tell you something. I've received so many emails, and this is true, so many emails from people who said, man, this has really helped me. May I make a suggestion? Because this is something that we use here at the office. I use at home. My wife uses. Go to Holtones.com. Now, there's a couple of things here. Holtones for people, and then Holtones for pets. You know, you talk about sleep. I have a feeling, given all the headlines and such, and the 5G stuff, and all the network interference, the white noise, as I like to call it, that most of us aren't getting enough sleep. In fact, 70% of Americans are suffering from lack of sleep. Are you one of us? Well, let me tell you, whether it's the difficulty of falling asleep, staying asleep, or tossing and turning all night so you can wake up feeling like you've been through a blender, almost no one is immune, and the lack of good quality sleep is dangerous. It can lead to high blood pressure, weight gain, type 2 diabetes, stroke, and even death. Let me tell you, Holtones 2 Sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed. You know, he did such a great job, Michael Terrell, and he's such a great guy. The frequency. He said he was, I think he said that he was a frequency freak. But you know what? Frequency, 5G, even perhaps to some extent the coronavirus or what we're seeing, frequency related. Well, let's fight back, huh? Let's do it. Go to Holtones.com. That's Holtones.com. And use promo code Hagman to get $10 off your order. That's Holtones.com. $10 off your order with the promo code Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. One more time, Holtones.com. Promo code Hagman to get $10 off your order. Also, make sure you grab something for your pets, their dog. Lady the Studio Dog loves Holtones. In fact, Michael sold over 200,000 CDs of Holtones for dogs, placing it number one on the Billboard charts, if you can believe it. Yes, certainly you should. Since that time, the music has been improved, added, and there's an additional track there, 396 hertz track, that's on this plug-and-play device, this amazing-sounding plug-and-play speaker that calms and soothes dogs and cats. And I'll tell you, it works on Lady the Studio Dog, and even Theo, too. I noticed it in Theo. So that's Holtones.com, promo code Hagman. Great deal. All right. Now, here's what I want to show you first. When you look at the, again, this is the larger picture here. And let's drive it home to the end of the, or from now to the end of the segment. I want to show you what's really going on out there in terms of the political candidates that reflects, I believe, and this is my assessment. This reflects the ideological divide, but it also reflects what is popular in the United States. And this is featured by the Daily Caller. It's a very, very short, it's like 3 minutes. It talks about, or they talk about, the crowd sizes. Compare the Donald Trump crowd sizes to, I'll say, Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. And they've done this in such a way where, to me, you can look at this and say, oh my goodness, you know, what a difference. And now I understand a little bit better, or now at least it's shown a little bit better. The divide is exemplified by this montage of videos. So let's play this and pay attention to this, and then I've got some commentary on the other side. Go ahead.
Ago, the United States welcomed your great prime minister at a giant football stadium in Texas, and today India welcomes us at the world's largest cricket stadium right here in Ahmedabad.
Check that size out.
Hey,
and yes, I'm talking deliberately.
Take your cameras for a change and show them the room and show them behind you. Go ahead. Show them the room.
When you said stick
freedom
with
cameras. Freedom means that you can and must live in a clean climate.
We choose unity over division, and we choose truth over lies.
Everyone who RSVPs for a Trump rally becomes part of an ever-enlarging Trump data set. Already nearly 100 million potential voters.
This is the answer to the challenge that we have. We got to win this and win this the
Garden
right way.
Right here.
Unlike the massive crowd at the Trump rally, only 600 people showed up for Hillary Clinton's rally last night in Iowa.
How do you feel being huddled up in there?
Pretty good.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to, both of you guys?
Just, you know, the excitement of this whole thing and having an opportunity to see our president. You know, this definitely doesn't happen often, so I just spend this time with my son and something that we can share for the rest of our lives is pretty amazing. So.
It depends on what the nature of the event is. What I'm trying to do is go around from town to town, and I'm drawing as bigger crowds or bigger than anybody. Have you seen anybody draw bigger crowds than me here in this state?
Yes.
Hello, Iowa. It is great to be back. It is a profound honor to be the beautiful new stadium to be here with you. Moterra Stadium, so beautiful, and joined by so many distinguished guests from all across your nation and all across the world. To the hundreds of thousands of everyday citizens who come out and line the streets in a stunning display of Indian culture and kindness, and to the 125,000 people in this great stadium today, thank you for the spectacular welcome to your magnificent country.
I like his tie there, too. I'm going to start a tie line. What do you think? Ladies, what do you think? Should I start a tie line? You know, my own signature tie line? We have our coffee, right? And by the way, Hagman Coffee. Oops. Hold it up right, Doug. Hagman Coffee. This is Detective's Choice. We've got three kinds. This is dark, roasted, and hyper-caffeinated. Go to HagmanStore.com. HagmanStore.com. Proceeds go to organizations like Boots on the Ground Groups, Greg Sawyer, and Russ Dizdar. No one else. Okay, they're boots on the ground. They're legitimate organizations to help fight child and sex, human sex trafficking. So HagmanStore.com for your coffee. But I should start Thailand. What do you think? All right. No, you saw the groups, and the reason I wanted to show this, and that's Daily Caller, the DC Shorts is the origination of that video. Credit goes to Daily Caller for putting that together. But the reason I wanted to show that is there, again, back to my question, is there anyone right now on the left that can win, even with Bloomberg's money, they can win against Donald Trump? Now, there's always a danger of seemingly deifying a candidate like President Trump. Okay. You've got to be very careful. And I'm aware of that. So caution. Caution. You can't put him, he's not a king. He's not the Messiah. He's a man in a position in an office. But the question goes back to, is there anyone else that could beat him? Well, let's take it even a step further into this. What about the ideologies? What's driving the attendance at the Trump rallies? What's driving the attendance or lack thereof to events of Sanders and Warren and Biden? Well, here's the message of Bernie Sanders. This is, again, attributed to DC Shorts. It's a 3-minute video. This is Bernie Sanders. Did I say Bernie Sanders? Yes, it's Bernie Sanders. Check out this video. Again, think now ideology. Think beliefs. And remember, belief is the driver of action. Remember that statement. So, well, check this out.
But are you a capitalist?
No, I'm not a capitalist.
So you don't believe in the profit motive, free enterprise. If I have a better mousetrap, I make more money.
There's something to be said for free enterprise on a local level and competition. But what we're happening in our society is we don't live in a free enterprise society. You live in a corporate capitalist society where in virtually every single industry you have giant multi-billion dollar corporations competing, driving the small businessman.
Okay. But the price tag is... It will be substantially less than letting the current system go. I think it's about $30 trillion.
That's just for Medicare for all.
Just Medicare for all.
Do you have a price tag for all of these things?
No, I don't. You mentioned making public colleges and universities tuition-free and canceling all student debt. That's correct. That's what I want to do. We pay for that through a modest tax on Wall Street speculation.
But you say you don't know what the total price is, but you know how it's going to be paid for. How do you know it's going to be paid for if you don't know how much the price is?
Well, I can't rattle off to you every nickel and every dime.
Today, we got 500,000 people sleeping out on the streets of America. Today, we have 18 million families paying 50% of their limited incomes for housing. Today, we have hundreds of thousands of bright young people who cannot afford to get a higher education. Today, we have 45 million people paying a student debt that many of them cannot afford to pay. So what our campaign is about and what our administration will be about is rethinking America, understanding that all of our people, when I say all, I also mean the undocumented in this country.
Okay, you can cut it off there. I think from 1981 to the present, you can see this thread, this common ideological thread, and that is communism. It's not even socialism. It's communism. It's communism embraced by Bernie Sanders. And, okay, so take that ideological thread and that belief, going back to 1981, as you saw in that video, and again, thanks to the Daily Caller, the DC Shorts is where that video resides on YouTube. But take a look at that. Take a look at the crowd size, which is indicative of the people behind this. Now, don't let that fool you, however. Because even though the crowd sizes are massively disparate, I mean, it's just crazy. The number of people that President Trump draws, and you saw the people on the left, how much they draw. Well, that left component, as we've seen through surreptitiously recorded video and audio, they're pretty doggone militant, to say the least. So what they lack in terms of crowd size, they have this massively motivated group of people. Imagine if Christian conservatives were as motivated as the activists on the left. Just imagine that, what we could get accomplished. But I wanted you to see that. Now, let's take it one step lower, and let's talk about the issues. Now, you saw that shows the bigger picture, the ideological picture. But what about the various issues? And we're talking about gun confiscation, anti-Second Amendment issues. We're talking about opening the borders. We're a full-blown communist regime. Where do some of these people, what are the hot button issues for many on the left? Well, let's go to, I'll tell you what, Eric, if you can go to the Joe Biden one, this would be, we're skipping one. Go to the Joe Biden gun confiscation video. Again, same source for the video, but listen to what Biden has to say. And there's a couple of reasons why this one is so important. Number one, it displays their intent, and I'm talking about all of them, but also it contains large inaccuracies, unbelievable inaccuracies that nonetheless get repeated and parroted over and over and over again. And they point these out in this video, which so this has value for a couple of reasons. Go ahead and play it.
150 million people
have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on. Carnage on our street, and I want to tell you, if I'm elected, and I'm coming for you, and gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on, and I'm going to beat you. I'm the only one who's done it.
150 million people.
Our kids are getting sent to school, having to hide under desks, learn how to run down carters to avoid being shot. It's immoral. I'm the only one that's beating the NRA nationally, and I beat them twice. I made a commitment that I'm going to do everything in my power, in office or out of office, to get those assault weapons off the street, which I've done once already, and to get those clips that have multiple bullets in them not for sale, not be able to sell silencers, all those things.
Clips that have multiple bullets in them.
Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you. We never said you could own any weapon at all from the beginning. You can't own a machine gun. You can't own a bazooka. You can't own an M1 tank. And no matter how much money you have, you can limit the kind of weapons that are able to be owned. If you're going to take on, you're worried about the government coming down, knocking down your door. I now have over 58% of the NRA members acknowledging you can't own an assault weapon. There's no need for it. You can't have a magazine that has more than 10 rounds in it. No one's banning the gun. No one's taking my shotguns. Are you suggesting we just legalize all drugs? Is that what you're suggesting? Let's talk about everybody being able to, no matter what your age, go out and be able to purchase cocaine. What do you think about that idea?
Do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines will mean that law-abiding citizens will then become more of a target to criminals, as we will have no way to sufficiently protect ourselves?
Pause this for a second. Okay, we did not adjust, we did not mess with the pitch, the tone, that's the voice coming out of that person. Now, I'm not making fun, okay? I'm making an observation. Eric the Tech, did you mess with the tone of that person?
No.
We don't have time for that. So let's go ahead and continue this.
Is this Parents Magazine?
It is.
I have Parents Magazine at home. I've never heard anybody in Parents Magazine ask these kinds of questions, but I'm delighted to answer them. First of all, the idea that... repeat the last part of the question, please. If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
Okay. Picture. Do you mind? The first one. Mm-hmm. Folks, need I say more? Remember that? Yeah, I know that's not the reason behind the video. That's just an observation. Am I mean? I mean, you can go to the video and. When I listened to that, I thought I had a stroke. All right, moving that whatever that was aside. the obvious, a couple of things. The obvious intent here, and I think Biden speaks for all of the people on that dais and all of the people who really embrace the left's agenda. Yeah, they're coming after our guns. And by the way, they're already coming after our First Amendment rights, and they're doing a good job of it. So they're coming after the First and the Second Amendments to the Constitution. And pat aside, although I think that's just, Lord help me. Okay, I don't know. But clearly they're telling you what they're going to do. Clearly. All right. So you can see, drilling down, you can see the political venue, the larger arena, and then break that down into the various smaller subsections. You saw the guns, the First and Second Amendment attacks. Now, what about the other arenas, including our the smacking or the rending of the fabric of our morality in our country? And you know where they stand. They want, I mean, everything that's immoral, they want to be made okay. And they want to flood this country and are flooding this country with illegals who have no skin in the American game. You heard it from Sanders. You've heard it in other videos from Biden. But if we can play this, this one more, this Tom Homan, who is the former director of ICE, I had the pleasure to meet in Washington, D.C. Now, I've often told this story. I interviewed him. I talked to him. I sat next to him. He is one scary dude, let me tell you. I mean, one scary guy. This Tom Homan is a nice guy. I mean, I really like him. And we talked and talked, and he has so, I mean, but let me tell you, it's like E.F. Hutton. When he talks, you just listen. Now, you've probably seen this video before, but this again goes to the current driver of action today. And this is important for you. This to me is important because you will see the mindset, the ideology, and the execution of that mindset by the poster child of the left, this glamour girl, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, going up against Tom Homan. Oh, you don't want to do that. I mean, I told him, seriously, when in D.C. I was talking to Tom Homan. I said, can I wash your car? I mean, can I shine your shoes? Is there anything I can do for you? Just don't hurt me. I mean, the guy's like, his arms are like this, you know. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy, and I like him. Hopefully he'll come on the show, but play this clip, because, again, this is exemplifies what I'm talking about.
In my 34 years, I've never seen such hate toward law enforcement agency in my life that you want to abolish them rather than doing your job and legislate.
Mr. Homan, your time
if they don't like
expired.
It, legislate. You can't. If,
Mr.
I
Homan,
need
Homan, according to the rules
habit
of this committee,
of enacting laws. ICE doesn't put their heart on a shelf when they wear the badge and gun. All of a sudden, they'll care about humanity. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous false narrative, and I'm going to be here to the day I die to defend the men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE who put it online every day for this country.
Thank you.
Protected. I'd also like to apologize
what was
to
that?
For the behavior of some of the members of this committee where they are speaking in profoundly dehumanizing terms to you, and you don't deserve that. I'd like to apologize to you on behalf of the United States of America.
Would you like to address, and would you please address any of the...
Yeah, I want to address the last comments made about me being appalling. And first of all, I served my country for 34 years. I saved many lives, and I ran an agency. Let's be frank in what ICE does. ICE, last year, took a season of opioids off the streets of this country that could have killed every man, woman, and child in the United States twice. They've arrested thousands of sexual predators that preyed on children. They rescued thousands of children who were victims of predators. They arrested hundreds of women who were victims of sex trafficking. I am proud of the agency on ICE. And what we don't want to talk about is nearly 90% of everybody ICE arrests for immigration violations either have a criminal history or are pending criminal charges when they were found. I mean, they were found in a county jail, which most likely means they weren't a choir boy. So to mismeasure what the work the men and women of ICE do is, I find appalling that a member of Congress would throw that out there like that. In my 34 years, I've never seen such hate toward a law enforcement agency in my life that you want to abolish them rather doing your job and legislate.
Mr. Homan, your time
is expired. If they don't like it, legislate. You can't. If I
Mr. Homan, according to the rules of this committee,
of enacting laws.
Mr. Homan, your time is expired.
Okay, you can cut that off. That's fine. You've seen the part where, just by crossing into the country without, illegally, that's an illegal act. The reason I mention that, Tom Homan is one of the only guys I've ever said, hey, hi, Tom, please don't hurt me. Again, you want me to wax your car? You need a ride anywhere? Could I buy you dinner? I love that guy, Tom Homan. But do you see the bigger picture of things? That's the larger image, I believe. I believe that's a larger picture of things. There is one more video that, you know what, go to Infowars.com and check out the video from the woman who's celebrating abortion. Oh, it's sickening. What's that? Yeah, let's do that. Let's play it if we can. I think people really need to see how sick some people are. But again, this is an extension, I think, an extension of there's a lot of components to this, but when you look at the attack on our morality, and then as it applies to these, in my view, morons right now, and there are plenty of flavors of moron. Let me tell you, we're not lacking for any kinds and flavors of moron. But this, to me, is over the top. Over, just like the drag queens doing story time and all this other crap. This is the attack on our this is the most horrific thing I can go ahead and play it.
How do you feel, Ashley?
Don't be scared. I'm right here.
It's enough, right? What y'all think? It's one thing, and you might say, well, all you did is just toss a bunch of videos up, talking about stuff we already know. Who cares? I mean, it's we know about all this, but you know, in a sense, when you look at this as a mosaic, it all comes together, doesn't it? It all comes together. So you look at the left, which is largely atheistic, or that's the wrong term, but certainly does not embrace the God of the Holy Bible. When we lose that, we lose everything, don't we? You lose all sense. You lose all your senses, I believe. So circling back around now, what we're seeing here today, locusts. Again, 60 miles wide, 35 miles long, and 500 feet tall. Swarms of locusts. What about the coronavirus, the COVID-19, or the virus Z1? In addition to the Bible, it appears, and this is for a special commenter on YouTube. Somebody had said something about the Dean Koontz novel back in 1981. This was on InfoWars website. I wanted to capture this image, and we could put this on the screen as we welcome our guest in here, if you don't mind. This is from the Koontz novel of 1981. And what I find very interesting about this, folks, is... Oh, wait. Did I get the wrong one? Wow. Folks, I apologize. If you go to Infowars.com, there's a, I don't know what I was thinking when I put that in there. I sent some show prep to Eric earlier today, and what came up was not that. But Dean Koontz referenced the Wuhan 400. And I saw a comment on our YouTube channel that was talking about Koontz and, you know, hey, get the terminology correct. So there was a copy or a picture of the book and the page that had the specific language drawn in or placed into it. So the question I'm saying right now, in addition to perhaps we're seeing some, I believe, potentially some judgments on the world equivalent to the sins of the areas and the countries and such. We're seeing this take place, and it's coming here to America. There it is right there. Thank you, Eric. He's the best, I'm telling you. See that? That's a Dean Koontz, The Eyes of Darkness. This is a 40-year-old novel. And look what's highlighted there. Wuhan 400. Okay? So this is not, some people said, well, it was cited incorrectly. Well, there it is right there. I can't authenticate. I don't have a copy of that novel. I can just show you what's there. The Eyes of Darkness. And we see other things coming into, like The Simpsons and Family Guy. You know, the programs that seem to be predictive in their programming. And the other thing is, in all of this, you understand that evil versus good, the evil people, they're laughing at us. Yes, there is symbolism, contrary to what I've been reading in legal papers. Yeah, they use symbolism. Yes, they tell us what they're going to do. And in their twisted morality, they feel that that gives them a pass, that they're allowed to do, because they've warned us and they've showed us we're too stupid to understand. And that gives them the license to do what they do. All right. I don't know if that made sense to you. It made sense to me when I was doing it. Of course, I was doing it when I was watching Gomer Pyle, but, are we good on, Reitz? I think so, right? All right. Healthmasters.com. Folks, healthmasters.com. Let's talk about Health Masters. I don't think there's a better time in the world right now, or a better time ever. I don't think that, I mean, right now, if you don't, by the end of today's show, if you don't order from Health Masters, I don't know what to tell you. Because in my view, look, you've got essential oils, you've got a whole bunch. But this, we all need this, I believe. The best of the best products from healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. But folks, please, do me a favor. During or after this segment, go to healthmasters.com, order the immune kit, order your multivitamin, okay, the ultimate multiple, whether it be in capsule or in powder form, but do it. Order extra vitamin C. The stuff that is going to make a difference, that could, I'm not making claims, but could save your life. I will say this. It's changed my life. And there it is. Brower Hagman Healthy Immune Kit. And that really should be Brower. Period. Hagman. I'm just, he put my name in there just to be kind. But I'm telling you, facing what we're facing right now, you need this. And I don't get any commission by saying that. Ted, do I get any commission by saying that?
Not a penny, Doug. Never have. We support the show, but we don't do that, bud.
All right. I just want to make sure, because I didn't know if Eric was taking the stuff out of the mailbox. All right.
But I want to talk about something you said a few minutes ago about this Koontz novel. What we have to do, we always have to draw the line back. We have to remember that the major publishing houses are all controlled by the international banking community. And these guys, they control the international finance. they control all of it. And, you know, I remember years ago, I had a book that was released and ended up doing really, really, really well, but it was with a Christian publisher, big Christian publisher. And I spoke to the Christian publisher and he said, well, we can't get Christian books into the distribution grid with these supply houses because they basically don't want Christian authors as far as being promoted.
Yep.
And I thought he was joking and I looked at him, I started laughing. He goes, not kidding. This is like 20 years ago. And I thought, wow. And then what happened is I did a show on Neil Borch. You remember Neil Borch?
Oh, I do.
And out of Atlanta, and it did huge numbers on the book sales. And I think we had 50,000 books get sold from Neil Borch. And then what happened, it forced these retailers to get a SKU number for this publisher to put the book into the bookstores. So you're right. These publishers, all this stuff has inside information, always back, all the way back to Samuel Untermeyer getting the Scoville Bible printed through the Oxford Press. They learned a long time ago they've got to control groupthink. And groupthink means they've got to, you know, allow what they want to have spoken about on the media and what they don't want to have spoken about not on the media. Now, let me share with you why they do this. You know, there's something called lesser magic or white magic with these guys. These guys are Kabbalists. They're Luciferians. In a very simple sense of the word, they're wizards. They're numerologist, Kabbalist wizards. And everything's by the numbers. And they plan things out weeks, months, years, decades, centuries if they have to, out in advance. You think, well, why would they do that? Well, because they have a certain protocol they want to follow to bring the darkness back, to bring in a third temple in Israel, and to bring in an Antichrist. The book in the Bible of Thessalonians says that this son of perdition is going to come out in the third temple after he's been in the third temple and declare himself to be God. And this is the goal they've been doing through the high levels of the Masonic lodges and also through the high levels of Kabbalah for the past 200 years. And I've done extensive shows on the Ted and Austin Brewer show on this particular topic. The entire show was on this topic. Now, what they do is they believe, and this is their terminology. The Bible calls it sowing and reaping. They call it karma. They believe that the karma on the other side of the veil, because they know there's a veil. They know there's entities on the other side. And then we die, we experience this. They believe that the karma on the other side of the veil is extremely bad for them if they don't tell us in advance what they're going to do. And then if we don't object and start raising Cain and saying, no, 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 you're not going to do it, they assume we're giving them permission to do it. This is the sick, twisted ideology that these people have. So, yes, the Dean Koontz novel was put out 40 years ago, talked about the Wuhan virus, basically bioweapon. We know that Dr. Francis Boyle said this is a biological weapon. Then also we know from India, the research they did there, there's an HIV insertion in it. And so this is some bad stuff. And, you know, on my personal scale of my DEFCON scale of zero being no threat whatsoever to 10 being, you know, tape up the windows and don't leave the house, we're about a 6 right now. And that's going to take a lot for me to push past 6. And the problem we have here, there's only like, they're saying, well, we don't have but a few cases in California. We're monitoring all these people. And now it just came out on Zero Hedge that they only had 200 test kits in California. I mean, they don't have any test kits.
They don't have
and
a
so
clue.
The test kits have,
they don't have a clue. Ted, they don't have a clue.
They don't, Doug. And you know, and my friend who's in China, I read his, gosh, it must be 6 weeks now ago, Doug, on the show. I read it. He told me 6 weeks ago they were shutting everything down in Wuhan. It's still all shut down. This is Mike. He told me, I talked to him this week via Skype. He said, Ted, it's everything's shut down. It's getting much, much worse. Now, that's this week.
Right.
Of course, the media says, oh, it's getting better over there. It's not getting better over there, guys. They brought in 40 portable incinerators into Wuhan because the incinerators they had weren't enough. So this is a major problem. And so, you know, and Donald Trump, bless his heart, he's in an election year. He's trying not to panic the markets. He's trying to do everything he possibly can.
I like how you slip in there. Bless your heart. Bless his heart. I like that.
Well, no, I feel sorry for him. I mean, who in the world would want to be president in the middle of an international crisis with a coronavirus? I mean, yuck. And so, you know, he's in a situation where now, you know, they're basically muzzling the White House, you know, scientists, and they're telling them basically they cannot speak to anybody about any coronavirus updates without going through Mike Pence. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. He's not even a medical professional. So it's crazy what's happening. In fact, let me read you some of the headlines just from today. It says, here's the first one I want to cover. Health news articles. It says the USS coronaviruses are now rising to more than 60. More Diamond Princess evacuees are quarantined. This is actually spreading still through this. And then it says that Mulvaney, says coronavirus is not a death sentence. I guess he needs to talk to the 3,000 supposedly dead. I believe it's much higher than that. White House chief of staff dismisses coronavirus as being hyped to bring down Donald Trump, which a lot of people believe, as he admits schools are probably going to be shut down. All right. He's telling us the schools are probably going to be shut down, but this is all hype. Japan's already closed their schools. There are schools already in the United States that have been closed. The WHO raises, the World Health Organization says the world is not ready. The odds of a pandemic have doubled to 40% as WHO raises global coronavirus threat level to very high and warns at-risk people who are over the age of 65 or sick to avoid crowds. Okay, so now they're telling us if you're over the age of 65 or sick, you need to avoid crowds. Yesterday in England, one of their health government officials said that they're going to have to basically ration healthcare in England, and they're going to have to look at the people who are most likely to survive. And if the older people are coming down with coronavirus in high levels, that there's a high probability they won't be given the treatment. It'll be safe for younger people. Did you hear what I just said? I mean, this is just like weird. We're talking like, you know, Omega Man Charlton Heston, like my buddy Mike said in China. It's getting to the point, well, only the ones that we think are going to survive are going to get treatment. Yeah, none of this, you know, and the crazy thing about it all, Doug, is I warned you guys four to six weeks ago what was going on with the coronavirus, and nobody wanted to basically listen at that point. And you know, everybody said, well, it's going to be just like Zika. And I said, no, this ain't Zika. Because Zika, I told everybody, don't think about it. It's a joke. It's a lie. Here's another one from Daily Mail. Coronavirus could be 1,000 times more infectious than SARS. Scientists warn as they discover it plaques the body the same way as HIV and Ebola. Coronavirus binds the human cells similar to the aggressive infectious diseases. It makes it 100 to 1,000 times more efficient and infecting than SARS, studies found. Coronavirus already struck down 82,000 victims and killed over 3,000. And so now they're telling us it could be incredibly effective as far as plaquing the body with this lytic stage of the virus. Breitbart News comes in and says that basically China is using coronavirus to crack down now to keep food and medicine from Muslims in their areas. And the list just goes on and on. So the state of California only has 200 test kits. The CDC is warning businesses and schools in the U.S. to start preparing for spreading coronavirus. The coronavirus threat has not been exaggerated. Countries must act quickly to bolster their health systems. Germany, facing coronavirus, says it can no longer track infection change. This is the health minister of Germany. So the Dow Jones has responded to the coronavirus, which is basically responding to the shutdown of the factories and the shutdown of the supply chains out of China. We are having shortages coming out of China. A lot of the major manufacturers no longer have parts coming out of China, which is going to affect our automobile industry. Our airline, and it's going to affect everything. And this is why the Dow Jones is in a free fall again today. It's been in a free fall all week. And so the thing we have to understand is this, guys. We've got to make sure that we have our immune systems peaked. Okay. And here, what I mean by that is this. You know, not everybody who's exposed to coronavirus gets coronavirus. Not everybody who gets coronavirus dies from coronavirus. This is like the plague. Not everybody got the plague, you know, 600 years ago, 700 years ago. Not everybody who ends up getting the flu dies. But what this stuff does, it causes a cytokine storm, a response in the body, which causes inflammation, which can cause the fluid in the lungs to fill the lungs. And then what ends up happening is you die of pneumonia. That's the primary cause of the flu. The problem with all of this stuff is the immune system has to prevent the cytokine storm, because when the macrophages that eat the coronavirus or any other kind of viral load don't have sufficient D3 attached to them via two sugar molecules on the bottom of the macrophage, they can't turn on. The little vacuum cleaner can't work. The macrophage can't turn on. It sends out cytokines. The cytokines are chemical messengers that tell other macrophages to come. The other macrophages come there and they can't kill it either. So they send out more cytokines. That's called the cytokine storm. And the cytokine storm is what causes the massive inflation and fluid retention of the lungs. The vast majority of the people who died from the flu in the 1919 flu pandemic didn't die from flu. They died from pneumonia. And this is why they say these older people should avoid crowds and all these other things. So here's the thing you got to do to keep your immune system frosty, keep it strong. And I'm not saying it's going to prevent you from getting the fronting of coronavirus. I'm not making any claims. I'm just saying it's going to keep your immune system strong. D3K2, go to the Brouwer-Hagman Immune System Protocol at Health Masters. Potassium iodide. We use half potassium iodide, half nascent iodide, and large amounts of vitamin C. 4,000 to 6,000. Write these numbers down. 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. You take it throughout the day, 1,000 at a time, take it 6 times a day. It keeps the blood plasma levels up really, really high, and it helps the body to fight off infections, period. D3K2, like I just told you guys, without the D3, you can't get the macrophages to work. That D3 is 10,000 IUs, and it has K2 in it, which helps prevent the D3 from causing calcification of the arterial walls. Very important. If you can take high dosing of D3, but you got to take it with K2. Our D3 is made from lanolin. It's a natural source. From sheep's wool, very important to get a natural source of D3. The vitamin C, very important. D3, very important. But potassium iodide is another one that's absolutely critical. Now, here's the problem we've got. We're having a really big problem with supply chains right now with the C, the D3, and the potassium iodide, especially the nascent iodine, which is half of what we use in this, the molecular iodine. My manufacturers are calling me up, and I'm having to, because we have real high quality control standards at Health Masters, and we won't use junky products. Everything's heavy metal tested all the time. We're very careful with what we put into our products. But my manufacturers are running out of our high quality stuff. I just had one of them has completely, we have taken all of their vitamin C. They're gone. They will have some more for us at the end of the month, but we have another brand of vitamin C that's an even better product that we use that's available on the website. But one of them is gone now. The other one, we have more bottles coming, but we don't know how long we're going to get it. So the supply chain is wreaking havoc with everybody. So, you know, you got to have the C, the D3, the K2, and the potassium iodine. The thyroid holds about 1.5 grams of iodine. And what happens when a virus comes through the thyroid, which is very vascular, it sees it and it pops it with the iodine, and nothing can survive that. It kills it deader than the doornail, dead in the track. Okay. So that's why the body uses the thyroid and the iodine in unison with the D3, K2, and the vitamin C. You need all three of these. Now, we also have astragalus in there. So if you start getting a sore throat, you start on the astragalus. We also have the black seed oil, which is basically an overall fungus product. It's a phenomenal product to get your immune system really, really strong. And again, we're having supply side disruptions in all of these products. Right now, we've got them all in stock. I don't know how long we're going to keep them in stock. We had a restriction because we had to get some more iodine. We couldn't get it from our supplier, so we had a limit of three. I told Austin, I said, we have enough right now. We're not going to limit it for three. Go ahead, unlimited. I said, when the numbers start getting too low in inventory, we've got to limit it again. So, you know, what's going to happen is all of these things, including medicines, I recommend if you're on insulin or you're on anything right now that you've got to take on a regular basis, that you kind of get a little bit extra for yourself, just in case there's a supply line distribution breakdown. Yesterday, I called up my propane company, and I said, I need you to come out here and top off my propane tanks. And they said, well, you're not really due yet. And I said, that's all right. Let's just top off the propane because we use them to cook. The propane is used in our stove. And I told them, I said, let's just go make sure we have enough product, you know, to make sure that we can cook the food. Now, also, we've got some organic food buckets that are coming in this week. They'll probably sold them immediately. Really, we can only get 100 of them. They're hard to get, but they're going to be gone. So just keep watching on the website for that. And so, you know, just think about what you're doing. You get vitamin C. You're going to use it every day anyhow. Iodine, you'd need to take 12.5 milligrams every day anyhow, just for your immune system, for your thyroid health. And D3K2, you can take that product on a regular basis, and it helps reduce the occurrence of the flu. It helps to avoid what's called seasonal affective disorder as far as depression from not having enough sunshine. It's an incredible product. We've written entire articles on it. So I'm not telling you to load up on all kinds of crazy stuff that you're not going to need over the next 2 or 3 years, which is the shelf life of the product anyhow. Just get a few bottles of this stuff for everybody in the family so they can basically have this stuff. Now, if you say, well, I'm not going to do that. For whatever reason, I'm not going to buy your stuff. Okay. Get it from somewhere. We're going to give you really high quality stuff. If you want to get it from somewhere else, I hope it works. Just buy it. I don't care anymore. Just get it from somewhere else while you can still get it, because you need these three products. It's so important. The C, the D, and the potassium iodide. Absolutely critical. Now, guys, for those of you who support Health Masters and who love the broadcast, who love Doug, guys, thank you for supporting us and for supporting the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. But, guys, I don't particularly like talking about this stuff. I'd rather talk to you about the blood of Jesus. I'd rather talk to you guys about getting saved. That's the kind of stuff I like to talk about. But, you know, having been trained in so much of this stuff, having spent 400 hours in the biochemical genetics lab at Florida State University in the Conradi building back in the 70s, I know a lot about this stuff, and I really want you guys to be healthy. And I'm going to believe. Now remember, now some of you guys are going, well, I don't know what I'm going to do if I die. Guys, here's the thing. Nobody gets out of here alive unless Jesus comes back. We're all leaving this body. But when you're born again and you're a Christian, You never die. Your spirit just goes on. Always remember that. And, you know, the Bible says, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Jesus overcame death, hell, and the grave. So he overcame the fear of death. So don't be worried about all of that stuff. If you're older or you're scared or whatever, don't allow fear to grip you. Don't do that. You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I commit my plans unto the Lord, therefore they will succeed.
You know what, Ted?
I'm going to use wisdom.
I don't mean to interrupt, but, you know, preparation and the soundness of doctrine and where you're at spiritually, I think that to me, the people who succumb to fear, I believe are the ones that haven't prepared, that have mocked at preparers, that don't know the promise of Jesus Christ, that don't know the Bible. It just seems to me that that's where this is coming from, because I have not talked to a Christian, a true Christian, who is gripped and paralyzed by fear. I just haven't. So no. I just wanted to toss that in there.
Well, Doug, thank you. You know, it's interesting. Years ago, I attended a church in the I love a lot of pastors. I got a lot of pastors who are good friends of mine. But then you get the megalomaniac pastors, all right? And these guys are, how should I say this in a nice way? It's my way or the highway. You do what I tell you to do or you leave the church. Just shut up, listen to me, or go away. Or better yet, give me money and you'll be blessed, or shut up and go away. So it's those guys. And I'm not talking about megalomania as being a diagnosable psychiatric disorder in which these guys have to be institutionalized. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about exhibiting the degrees of megalomania in which they say to their parishioners, do what I tell you to do. There's nothing to this coronavirus. Hug and kiss everybody in church and shake everybody's hand. And don't worry if somebody's coughing and hacking and about to cough up a lung behind you. It's okay. It's fine. And those are the guys I'm talking about. Because some of these guys really believe that none of this stuff is real. I got into a big debate years ago with a pastor, and I don't go to that church anymore. And I was talking to him about storable food. He said, oh, no, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. You know, God will supply all of our needs. I said, okay. I said, I believe that God will supply all our needs, but I also believe that God gives us a brain. And I believe that if we store up 30-day supply of food at our house, especially since we live in Florida and we've gone for a week at a time without any electricity, that we'll have food to eat when other people don't. And he goes, oh, no, we don't have to supply anybody. This whole thing. And then you've got the ones who they can't budget anything, because a lot of these guys simply aren't business guys. And every penny they come in goes out. Every penny they come in, none of it's documented, and you don't get to see any of the books. And it's just, you know, shut up and give me your money and you'll be blessed. And I'm like, I don't go to churches like that anymore. If they don't have a full accounting of where the money goes, what the salaries are, I just step away and say, you know what? I got to go. I'm not going to deal with all this, because I don't know what you guys are doing, if you're good stewards or not. The same thing is true with these megalomaniac pastors. They want you to do exactly what they – let me give you a perfect example, Doug. The other day, I'm not going to mention any names here. I had a pastor who's well-known. I mean, you know, I had about 25 megachurch pastors that I know, and I had not contacted them about the coronavirus because I didn't want to, because I was thinking, well, they already know about it. I'm just not going to burden them with this. This is like last week. Finally, I started seeing what was going on. I said, got to let them know. And I hate group texts, but all these guys know that I have like a 911 text, right? When I send this stuff out to the group, I'll put on there, you know, you guys are my key pastors. You're my key friends. This is a group text. Do not respond to me. Do not respond to this group text. This is respond to me personally. That's what I did. So I sent this out. Well, there was one pastor on there who basically I didn't see his name. And he sends me this wicked, wicked, scathing text back. And I mean, it was bad. I can't believe you put me on a group text. I'm not going to tell you what he said because it's so ugly. And I emailed him back and I texted him back. And I said, dude, what is your issue? I said, you're the only one out of 22 people that basically had a problem with this. I said, I don't like group texts either, guys. But I was going to send everybody 5 links to what's going on with this coronavirus. And I didn't want to have to send out 22 times 5 over 100 texts to different people. I said, it's too inefficient. I don't have time for that. Oh my gosh, it didn't make a difference. He went megalomania on me. Oh, I mean, just going off. And I thought to myself, what is wrong with some of these people? And he knew it was full good and well that the coronavirus is real. I've sent him links on it already. But they don't want to believe that, you know, you too are led by the Spirit. I told them, I said, you know, dude, I said, you know, I too am led by the Spirit of God. I believe that with all my whole life, that we're led by the Holy Spirit. And I said, you know, you got to calm down and not be so weird about stuff. You say, well, what's going on? I don't know. I don't know why some people act like that, Doug. I have no idea why they do that, why they go berserk like that. Because nobody else on that entire group text responded back to me but him. But that's the megalomania. So if you're in a church right now and they're telling you, this means nothing, blah, blah, blah. Well, the reason they're doing that primarily, gosh, I hate to say this, is that they have a certain budget requirement. A certain amount of people have to be there every Sunday in order to meet the budget requirements. And if you're going to a local church, make sure you tithe and support the church because they do have a budget requirement. It's really important. And if you get pastors out there that are screaming and yelling and hollering at you and fussing at you or whatever, you might want to look somewhere else. This is my opinion. So this is something we need to all think about right now because at this point in time, Doug, we are now aware that the globalists are playing for blood. They're playing for blood. This isn't a game anymore with any of these guys. They've always played for blood, but we've been just lulled into sleep thinking they're okay. You know, they've already hit us with the GMO foods, which have massively lowered our body's immune system. They've already hit us with heavy metal toxicity with vaccines, which has massively lowered our body's immune system. They've already hit us with all of this food that basically has such a low nutrient density. It's massively lowered our immune systems. And now they're hitting us with this. For years, people would say to me, we've got Planet X coming. All right. Planet X. And I'm like, okay. We've got an asteroid coming. All right. We got volcanoes. I'm like, okay. We've got hurricanes. I'm like, okay, I'm aware of them. You know, we've got tidal waves coming. You know, all this stuff's going to wipe out the planet. We got nuclear war. We're all going to be nuked. And then, of course, we have the group to think the aliens are going to come and eat us. And, you know, and all this stuff happens. And I'm not saying that these interdimensional entities aren't real because I know they are. I'm not saying that any of these possible scenarios may or may not happen. But here's what I've always told my listeners is this. They've gone to extreme lengths to put together a 5G control grid. 5G. Remember, China was fully implemented 5G when all the stuff hit there. The 5G is a weapon system. Back when Noah's flood happened, they had pyramids all over the planet that were being used as an energy field to control the energy field around the planet so that they could create the thoughts of every man to be evil all of the time. It's what the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 6. And what ended up happening is God split the continents apart, changed everything so these energy fields stopped working, and it's taken them thousands and thousands of years to put together a new system. The globalists at that point in time, the Luciferians, the Baal worshippers, the Moloch worshippers, the ones who had worked with the fallen angels to do all of this stuff, they didn't destroy the planet via water, via flood, via Noah. They didn't want to do that. They liked every thought of every man being evil all the time. And Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. So that'll be every thought evil all of the time. They have to have the 5G control grid to do that. I mentioned this on the last show because the 5G control grid will interface into an interdimensional interface with Lucifer himself, because Lucifer is not omnipresent. He is not. He cannot be everywhere at one time. But if he has the ability to control our thoughts and our thinking via a 5G control grid, he can create the same energy field around the planet as he did in Genesis chapter 6, where everybody's thoughts are going to be evil all the time. And see, and this is a thing that's so important for us to understand. If we do not get it from a Christian standpoint, we're simply not going to get this. And see, this is the key here. They're not going to go in and nuke us. We're not going to have an asteroid hit us. I don't believe that for one second. I don't believe it at all. And we're not going to have, you know, a hurricane wipe off the planet, though we may have typhoons and localized hurricanes. We're not going to have an earthquake destroy the planet. We're not going to have volcanoes destroy the planet. And I don't think the aliens are coming to eat us, okay? Now, the interdimensional entities use the energy and the fear that we put out. As the Bible says, Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. But they're not going to wipe out their food source either. I mean, if they're using us for food, which apparently they are, which is what the Bible says, it's kind of weird the way it says that. But it's strange to me how all of this ties together. So they're not going to destroy the planet because they're not going to destroy 5G. And I've said this for 5 years now on my talk show that I do with Austin, 6 years, 7 years now, however long it's been, they're going to use biologicals. Because they want a stated goal of 500 million people left on the planet. They don't want 7.5 billion or whatever the number is now. That's not that they want to reduce the planet. The Jason scholars back in the 50s said they had to reduce the population. That was the primary goal. This was 60, 70 years ago. So now they are doing everything they possibly can to do that. Remember what they said? There were four things they wanted to do. They wanted to move people off this planet and colonize other planets, go underground, reduce the population, and they also wanted to blow a hole in the ionosphere to try to release pollution from the planet, but they weren't sure if it would kill us or not, or suck all the air into outer space, and they decided to do it anyway just to see if we could live through it. They did it. They detonated hydrogen bombs up in the ionosphere. These people are nuts. They don't think about anything they care. All they care about is their master Lucifer. It's that group. It's that same group of Canaanite ancient religions. This world is still being controlled through the ancient Canaanite druidic priesthood. That's the guys who run the planet. And that morphed into Kabbalah and their Ein Sof, this snake in a tree they worship. I mean, this is the same group that wants that third temple built, that same group that wants to bring their Antichrist forward. And that's who these guys are. See, so you think these are the same guys that basically released coronavirus? In my personal opinion, yeah, I do. This is a bioweapons product. I mean, you can tell by the way it's working and how quickly it evolves and all the things that it does. I mean, Dr. Francis Boyle, the writer of the Biological Weapons Treaty from 1989, double PhD from Harvard, says it's a bioweapon.
I want to ask you a question. Have you heard of, they talk about the reinfection. Have you heard about the second virus or a different virus? Loosely named virus Z1, that's the reinfection. It's the iteration of the COVID-19 into virus Z1 that reinfects people. Glenn Beck talked about this. That's got a 30% mortality rate. Have you heard about that? Or have you heard about it addressed as virus Z1?
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing about it is that, you know, on yesterday's show, I did with Austin. We were talking about all of this stuff, and this stuff is just really negative. And I finally just started telling some funny stories, you know. And you say, why would you do that? Well, remember when Mel Gibson did that movie, The Passion of the Christ? He was the producer and the director of that movie, and ruined his career in Hollywood because they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ. In fact, I asked a Hollywood, I'm not going to mention any names. She was with a big distribution house, and she worked in Europe. And I met her at a I know her name. Doug, I'll tell you off the air who she was and what her name was, but I can't do it on the air. And what ended up happening, I asked her, is it true that you guys said that you were going to destroy Mel Gibson after he did The Passion of the Christ? She goes, yes, we told him that, and we did. So there you go. Because of that movie, because it showed about what Jesus did and from the book of John. Now, what's interesting about this is, you know, Mel Gibson said in the movie when they were scourging Jesus Christ, that he had to continually pull the camera away and put scenes of Jesus' life in when he's with his mom and when he's a little kid, because people can't take that much negative at one time. It messes with the psyche too much. And so, you know, I don't like talking about reinfection rates. We're still trying to deal with the primary infection, Doug. The reinfection rates are much worse than the primary infection. And the reason for that is this stuff morphs and changes. That's why the body's immune system has to be at peak performance, because Glenn Beck is right. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't agree with everything Glenn Beck says.
I don't either.
But I know one thing. When he was on Fox News, I got to give the boy credit for having some cojones. And he started talking about the Federal Reserve Bank and what they were doing. Snap, man. He was off Fox News so quick. It was unbelievable. Because remember, the Federal Reserve Bank controls via interlocking corporate directorships and outright stock purchases pretty much all the major corporations, including 95% of the media. And so Glenn Beck basically gave his own discharge papers to himself by talking about the truth about the Federal Reserve Bank. And see, and this is the thing, and I've always tell people this, because, you know, I talk about it on your show all the time, about the Third Temple, about the 1.5 trillion drugs and heroin coming out of Afghanistan. We talk about what's going on with the CIA involvement and all that. We go into detail on what's going on with Kabbalah and this snake in a tree they call Ein Sof and what they worship. And you got to think about this for a second. These pieces of this puzzle that I'm tying together right now, they all fit. They all go together like a doggone thousand piece puzzle. And you got to go, wow. So you got to ask yourself a question. You know, Doug Hagman tells the truth on the show. A lot of other people do too, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people will say, well, I'm not going to talk about the Third Temple. I'm not going to talk about the Antichrist. I'm not going to tie this together with Christianity. I'm not going to talk about the Hollywood atavistic hatred, atavistic being a deep-seated generational hatred of Jesus Christ. We're not going to talk about how the Frankfurt School came in from Germany in 1933 and they destroyed our educational system and brought this transgender communism, Playboy, Gloria Steinem, all of this weird stuff got pushed into our society to destroy societal norms and to destroy nationalism. That's why when Donald Trump came out, he started talking about nationalism during his election campaign. People rallied to him and they said, you know what? This is great. This guy's got some problems. You know, we see that with his past, but we got this guy or we got Hillary Clinton. You know, it's like having the flu or having coronavirus. Which one are we going to pick? Right. But we don't want the coronavirus. We'll pick the flu. So we voted for Donald. We pushed everybody to vote for him because we didn't want the witch of Benghazi, who's a Sabbatean witch. We didn't want her, according to one of the guys who used to work for them, that she's an actual witch. We didn't want her in the White House because we'd had enough of the Clintons back in the 90s with their unbelievable corrupt White House. But we got Donald Trump in now. And I'm not going to go off into all this, but the thing about it is, guys, is that, you know, we all need nationalism back in the United States. We have to put America first. We have to realize that the United States, if we don't maintain our country, who else is going to maintain it? We live here. Like right now, there's still flights coming in from China. There's other flights with Chinese coming in from other countries, particularly China, into the United States. So how do you know that? Well, you can read about it on the news if you'd like. But on Tuesday, my daughter graduated from a private boarding school, graduated high school out in Montana. And so she was flying home. And this is my daughter, my 17-year-old. And I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to wear goggles. She said, okay, I'll do that. I said, I want you to wear a mask. Okay, I'll do that. So she flew home wearing goggles and a mask. She had one connection. She went from Missoula to Dallas to Orlando. And what I had her do, now whether she did it or not, I don't know. This is what I asked her to do. She said she did it. She wore that mask, wore those goggles all the way home. Then we got her to and she sat on a sheet, by the way, in each of the airplanes and basically left the sheet on the airplane, old ratty sheets like rags, and then just left the sheets and then sat on the sheet at the airport in Atlanta, you know, in Dallas. And then we got her home. We put her on a sheet. We didn't hug her. We put her on a sheet in the truck, put her bags in the back of the pickup truck, brought her home. My wife went outside with her, didn't touch anything she was wearing, had her take all of her clothes off, leave them outside because they were ratty clothes, and basically took a shower. We have an outside shower because we have a swimming pool. And she washed her hair and cleaned up, and then we hugged her and everything else after she got dressed in fresh clothes. You think, well, that's ridiculous. No, that's proper quarantine procedures, guys. You have to take the shoes off and everything. You've got to cleanse them. You got to clean them. And you think, well, why would you do that? Here's why. Because she said that there were literally hundreds of people at the airports and walking around the airports with her who were Chinese wearing masks. Now, Doug, why isn't anybody talking about this? And Alexis goes, well, I was one of the only Americans or Caucasians that was wearing a mask. She's, but the Chinese were all wearing masks. That's because the Chinese know how viral this mess is. Remember, you're not going to go get a Z-Pak and make this stuff go away. You know, viruses don't respond to antibiotics. They actually incorporate themselves into your cellular system, and they plaque it, according to this article just came out, and they replicate themselves. There's two cycles in it. There's a lytic and a lysogenizing phase. The lysogenizing phase, they remain dormant. Can be remain dormant for years, which is what you're talking about with a secondary infection, Doug. And then the first phase will basically hit you the first time. It'll go into a lytic phase. But the other section can remain lysogenizing or dormant for weeks on end, and then you have a reinfection occur. So, yes, I've known about that, but I just don't talk about that because it's like the Passion of the Christ. How much bad news is enough bad news? So we have to, as Christians, prepare. Like I talked about earlier, I had that one megalomaniac pastor got mad at me a few years ago because I had written in articles, should Christians store food? And I went, yeah, they should store 30, 40, 60 days worth, enough they can rotate in and out of, just in case we have something like this happen or a hurricane or a storm or supply line disruption. There's nothing wrong with that. Why is that wrong? Well, the reason they don't want you storing food, gosh, I don't want to say this, is because that's money you could give to them that you're putting into another asset. And they don't get it that way, and they don't understand. So because people are giving them money every week, they don't realize that there's cycles in the business systems and cycles in the world's health and cycles. Everything's cyclical. They don't get that. And so what ends up happening is they constantly are pushing you to do more and more and more. Now, good news is I had another megachurch pastor, has 40,000 members in his church, one of the largest churches in the country, has like 12 different branches of this church. Huge. He called me up yesterday because, Ted, I'm supposed to fly to Israel this week. Should I cancel this flight? My response was, the Israelis have told their people to no longer do international flights. They're warning them not to leave the country. So my response to you, simply yes. You've been to Israel many times. You're going over there for vacation. Why don't you just reschedule it? You know, unless you're going to spend a whole bunch of money and fly private jets all the way to Israel, which is unbelievably pricey, which I know people who do stuff like that. Another megalomaniac pastor that I know flies over the world in private jets and constantly pushes his people to pay for his private jet flights because he has to lease the planes. You don't need to be exposed to that many people in that many different airports with that many different layovers, guys. It's not safe. Same thing with going to theme parks right now. I wouldn't go to a theme park. You know, with California having only a few diagnoses of coronavirus and only having tested 200 people or whatever the test numbers are and only having like 200 test kits. Wait a minute. They don't have any idea how many people have this. I mean, Japan's closed its schools now. You know, all other countries around the world are closing the schools. This stuff is the real deal this time, guys. And some sicko in a laboratory sat around and made this stuff and built it and put all these different components into it. And then they suddenly decided they're going to release it. And I'm going to say something. I'm going to go out on a limb right here now. And I don't have any proof of this. This is my opinion. This is my opinion. So let me be careful with what I say. People are saying, well, they're having this stuff pop up in other countries with no patient zero. Yeah. Yeah. How about that? You think they only had one vial of this stuff? Yeah, just thought I'd mention that. You think they only had one vial? You know, when they build stuff like this, before they release this crap on people, they've already built the antidote. They've already built the vaccine for themselves. They know how to stop it. I believe this with all my heart. They don't release bioweapons into the world without already having done the research on these things in these level 4 quarantine facilities and already developed these antidotes and these vaccines that are clean, that don't have to be loaded with squalene and mercury and who knows what else they put in this stuff now. Fetal cells. They've got clean vaccines. And chances are the high-level people have already gotten the vaccine for this thing. Well, I can't believe you say stuff like this. Again, I just told you my speculation. Because, guys, these people don't – you say, well, I would never do that. Well, I wouldn't either. But we're not talking about me or you. We're talking about people that worship Lucifer. Their god is Satan. This is the guys who basically sacrifice human beings. These are guys that run child pedophile networks around the world and who rape little children. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about normal people right now. See, and this is the problem that we have. We've got a group of people on this planet that are just nothing but psychopaths and weirdos. And they really believe this stuff because they want to bring in their serpent god. They want to resurrect him. They want to bring him to power. And they want him to rule the planet. That's who these guys are. They consider themselves to.
Exactly. I want to interject something here. You mentioned something very important. That's who these people are. I received a phone call, or actually an email asked by someone who I know. And, all it said was, could you please contact me at your earliest convenience by telephone? So I contacted this person and, he said, I want to tell you something and I don't want you to get too disturbed. He said, you're among several, and I know the others, who are targets by specific covens, witch covens. They're praying against you. They're praying to their god. The way he stated it was the equivalent of prayer, but it was, incantations against your platform, against Ted, against you too. I can tell you that, and several others.
They have no authority over me. But go ahead.
Right. But exactly. But again, belief being the driver of action, you believe in Satan. You know, if you believe the lie, and then they believe the lie. I just find it very interesting. You know, and we saw this President Trump. We saw this. The coven's praying against them. So I just want, right. These are the people that we are dealing with, the people who love Satan and despise the God of the Bible. And you know what? Until we all realize at that level, this is what we're dealing with, then we're kind of talking, we're not talking. I mean, we're addressing the issues, but not the big issue. And that's the big issue. Go ahead, sir.
You know, I've listened to interviews by people that were in the Church of Satan, and they said that they would encounter a Christian who was prayed up or covered by the blood of the Lamb, and they couldn't do anything to them. They have no authority over them. They couldn't touch them. See, this is what we have to understand. When we have the blood of Jesus Christ that has sanctified us, it covers us. Now, I'm going to say something here that I've not really talked about on the show before. I want you just to think about this for a second. When Jesus went to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane, okay, he prayed, Lord, if there's any other way, I'm paraphrasing, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. In other words, and then it was like he sweated great drops of blood, the Bible says. Now, why would Jesus know that? He knew that his purpose with coming to the planet, being the exact representation of God Almighty, according to the book of Hebrews. Why would Jesus say something like that when he knew that was why he was here? Well, it's very easy to understand that. Jesus was still in a physical body, and he had not yet returned to the Father. And you got to think about it for a second. He knew he was going to be back with the Father, back with the triune God that we believe as Christians, which means he was going to become omnipresent. Now I want you to think with me for a second. What does omnipresent mean? That means that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever is what the Word says. That the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever is what the Word says. That means that Jesus Christ, being an omnipresent being, was going to be forever in the Garden of Eden, forever on the cross, forever in the book of Revelations, forever at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be omnipresent, to have part of your timeline on a cross that you can't get away from because you're omnipresent. It must have been horrible. It's hard enough. It was bad enough that he sweat great drops of blood. You think, well, that sounds crazy. Well, why don't you think about it for a second? He's omnipresent. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's in all timelines and all dimensions all the time. And when he came to you, his blood issues a scalar wave. And that scalar wave knows no dimension of time-space. That's why it doesn't make any difference what timeline he's in. It goes through time-space via the scalar properties of matter in communication, which continually restores your DNA to that of the Father. So your energy field, if you want to call it that, whatever you want to call it, that the Holy Spirit enters into is going to be that of the Father. So when Jesus is in you, the Holy Spirit is in you, and God looks at you, he doesn't see you anymore. Your sins as far, the east is from the west, because Jesus is your mediator, and he stands between you and God. This is the thing that people don't get with Christianity, that when God's covenant was established through Christ, through his blood, that it's forever. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that we no longer need to have sacrifices. That's why it blows my mind that Christian churches give money for the rebuilding of a temple to restart animal sacrifices. They're shallow. They don't understand what Christianity. They need to read the book of Hebrews. And this is the key that we have as Christians. His covenant that he made with us through God, through his blood, is an eternal covenant. And it says that Jesus' blood cries out much greater than the blood of Abel that Cain killed in Genesis. Guys, and the reason for that, he's an omnipresent being. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. And so everything he did for you on the cross is still being done. It doesn't change. And so when we have the blood of Christ infusing us, it doesn't make a rat's bottom different, if you want to use a term like that, what some stupid coven's doing. It doesn't make any difference. They have no authority over me or you, Doug. We're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, and they know that. That's why there's an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ in Hollywood, who are almost all Kabbalists, by the way. And the Kabbalah is the root religion of all of these satanic groups, including witchcraft, because the Kabbalah took all of the stuff from ancient Egypt, all of the ancient gods, all of this stuff, and tied it all together into one sick religion written in the Zohar. And they used this stuff, and they got all these sub-gods they got to pray to all the time, because this Einsop snake thing doesn't have time to talk to you and me. And it's weird. And it ties together the 30th degree ritual of the Masonic lodges, which I've done a whole show on this with you before. And they don't have authority over us as Christians. The problem we have, Doug, is this, is that the majority of people now who get saved in these Christian churches are getting a watered down version of who Jesus is and the gospel of Christ. And it's an inclusive God doctrine. It doesn't require repentance or a changing of a person's attitude or their lifestyle. Now you think, well, what do you mean by that? You know what I mean by that. I don't have to even go into detail on that. They can do anything they want to do, and they're still going to be saved. Now, guys, we're not saved by works. We're saved by faith through grace by our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the question I have to ask you, though. It says that if we love Christ, if we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we'll walk as he walked, and we'll walk in love. You know, here's the thing. You know, when these witches are praying all these curses on you, they're like, they can't get, it's like we got a force field around us through the Holy Spirit. They can't get near us. But then Christians break that force field down by praying these curses back on these people. We don't do that. We walk in love. The world wasn't conquered by Christianity in the times of the Roman Empire because we as Christians got together and grabbed swords and tried to kill the Roman soldiers. It doesn't work that way. They'll know that you love, that you're my disciples because you love one another. We have to walk in love. That's the most important thing. Now, should we say bad things about these people? I just pray that God's will be done on it in their lives and then they'd be exposed. That's it. That's all you got to do. Why do you want to get all mad and get into a wild frenzy, cursing and screaming and cussing and hollering at Hillary Clinton? We all know she's a witch. We all know she's got issues. She has no authority over us. Well, these people run the planet. Yep, they do. They run the planet, and they've proven that with the release of coronavirus. They've proven they have the patentability. And you say, well, who are these people? They're the people who took down Building 7. That's the easiest way to qualify it. I can say the ancient Canaanite religions of Baal, Moloch, Asherah. Yeah, we can say that. The Zohar. We can talk about the Kabbalah. We can talk about the groups that worship the snake in the tree. It's all tied together. The guys who control the money, same group. Because remember, when Sabbatane Zevi in 1666 started that cult saying that he was basically the Messiah and we had to invert everything upside down on the planet, they brought Jacob Frank into this stuff. They brought the Rothschilds into this stuff. This is the group that runs the planet and has been the group that has run the planet since the ancient Canaanite religions, since Stonehenge with the ancient priest class they had. And that's who still runs the planet. And people say, well, that's really weird. I didn't say it wasn't weird. I think it's as weird as a bunch of jelly beans in a jar, a bunch of weirdos. But that's who runs the planet. That's why the Bible says that we are not of this world. We're kind of like passing through it. I like that one movie, Riddick. One of my favorite movies. And you say, well, that's an R-rated movie. You shouldn't be watching. Okay, great. You can watch something else. I like the movie Riddick. He gets put into a penal colony on a planet called Crematorium. And he's going down this chain. And they said, are you going to be a convict or are you going to be an inmate? And he goes, I'm not going to be either. I'm not going to be either. And I think that's about the best thing that we can say. Oh, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? We have no, has no authority over us. Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave, period. When we get born again, we never die in our spirit. Our body passes away, but it's going to do that anyhow. We just go on to live with Jesus. Don't get a spirit of fear because we have a spirit of power and a love and a sound mind because of who we are. And think about what you have. You've got God Almighty, the great I Am, who built the whole universe, giving you his son in a blood covenant, to restore your DNA, to restore you to him for all eternity. He's our covenant head. And God plus one in my book's always a majority. They have no authority over us, Doug. All we have to do is just put up with their nonsense in some cases and just keep on going and telling the truth and preaching the word. Because, guys, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is so overwhelming to these guys that they tremble. It says that when the very mention of his name, they flee, they tremble. Guys, it's so important to understand who you're in covenant with. And remember, God's the covenant head. So he shares with you a tiny billionth of a percentage or whatever it would be of his omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence through the Holy Spirit when he infuses himself into you. You couldn't handle much of it because it would be too much for your body to deal with and for your mind to deal with. And he gives you the ability to be led by the Holy Spirit and have discernment. And guys, just think about what they're saying to you. If they try to discourage you or they try to scare you or they try to whatever, just remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We will commit our plans unto the Lord and they will succeed. And remember, look at it that way and just do what you can. Just prepare, take your supplements, eat clean, get off sugar, do the best you possibly can to stay healthy. Pray like it's all up to God. Work like it's all up to you. Just let it shake out, guys. Don't walk in fear. We're not born of a spirit of fear because we have the power of the Most High God that raised Jesus from the dead coursing through us, Doug.
Amen. Folks, take this to heart. And for our physical bodies and for our preparation, go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, and use the coupon code HR5. As Ted Brower sniffs, takes a line of colloidal silver there. Use HR5 as a coupon code. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. And by the way, the immune, I know that the supplies are limited. Any shortages on any portions of the immune supply kit?
Yes, it's coming and going. We're having to constantly pull it down, modifying it, pulling it back up. But our vendors are asking us, you know, what are you guys doing? We don't have supplies for this. So guys, just get what you need to. If you don't want to get the whole kit, just get the C, the D3, and the potassium iodide. You can order that individually. I mean, just whatever you need to do, do it, and do it as quickly as you possibly can, guys, because it's just, I don't know how long we'll be able to have this stuff available for you. And guys, I want you to stay healthy. I prayed for you guys this morning, and I love you guys, and I appreciate you.
Brother, I really appreciate your time today. I think you said quite a bit, and folks, go back and listen to that hour, because Ted said a lot of things. But again, please do yourself and me a favor. We're going to keep you around. Go to healthmasters.com.
That's right.
That's healthmasters.com. And if nothing else, get your ultimate multiple vitamin. Get B, C. By the way, B, the way they make it is I can tell
methylated.
The difference. Yeah, I can tell the difference when I take B versus even a high quality other B. So thank you, Ted. Appreciate it. We're at the end of the show. God bless, bro.
Appreciate you, buddy. God bless. All right.
Folks, that'll do it for me tonight. I gotta say that you know it's been an interesting week. Compare today, for example, to last week. Compare today to 6 months ago, maybe, or whatever. But you can see the evolution of events taking place. I asked Eric about the first hour during the break, and he said, "You know, that first hour was good. A little slow in the first segment, but you know, I think sometimes we need to address things in a slow fashion because we can get ahead of ourselves. You know, running investigations real quick here. Sometimes you get ahead of yourself, and it's never a good thing when that happens. And I could cite example after example. And you've got to really, at least in my view, sometimes take it one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. And as we approach whatever issue we're talking about, even in the larger broad brush strokes. So I think it's important to really kind of take stock, make an assessment of where we're at. Now, hopefully that's what I was able to do today. And hopefully that's what this program was able to do for you, this broadcast, specific broadcast today. Don't forget, Monday, Peter Barry-Chauka is going to be sitting in for me. That's Monday, Peter Barry-Chauka is going to be sitting in for me. I can't wait. I listened to this program a couple of times last week, or this week, I should say. And, I appreciate what he does. I talked to him today, and I got to tell you, he's got a lot of stuff ready to rock and roll. That's Peter Barry-Chauka on Monday. Patreon meeting, don't forget, Sunday, this coming Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time for members of the Patreon community. And I appreciate you folks very much. Without you, we wouldn't be doing this. I can tell you that. And as we go into the weekend, I am going to try my hardest. I say this all of the time, but to get a couple of short video news videos out from my office. We do have the things pretty well taken care of. The studio situation, the office situation, the water damage, all that's pretty much taken care of. And by the way, yeah, no insurance covers water damage. Check your homeowners. I'm telling you, or your business, or whatever. Whatever you're like, if you're in a home, you know, if you're at your house and something, you know, doesn't cover it. So anyway, so that's that. Don't forget audible.com/Hagman. Seriously, audible.com/Hagman. Also wholetones.com. Use promo code Hagman for $10 off. And lastly, Hagman coffee. You bought some yet? No? Why not? Buy it. HagmanStore.com, HagmanStore.com, Hagman Coffee. This is Detective Choice. A couple of other, I always hold that one up, but, here's Revolution Blend and more. So great packaging. That's Eric the Tech who did that. I'm telling you, there's the dog and then me in the back right here. See, that's me right there. I wouldn't put my name and face on it if I didn't believe in it. HagmanStore.com. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so very much for a great week. And next week is going to be just, Wednesday. Well, I'll announce that Sunday. I can't wait to tell you who's coming on Wednesday. God bless.